Shio friends, Shiashi here, bringing you another mini of one of our stolen sisters from the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians. I got really frustrated earlier in preparing this episode, and we say it many times, I'm sure you guys can guess why. The information is so limited, and as much as I wanted to be able to tell you more about who I'm covering today, the information just was not there.
In April 1992,
an Indigenous woman was found shot to death, and in the four articles I found, I learned her killer was a mechanic and once a carpenter. I learned nothing about this Indigenous woman, except that she was murdered. Mary Catherine Hammond, a 34-year-old woman from Bryson City, North Carolina, was found shot to death in the home she was sharing in Candler, North Carolina. Deputies were called to Lot 12 of the Ridgeview Mobile Home Park around midnight by neighbors who had reported hearing an argument, followed by several gunshots. When they arrived, they found Hammond dead on the kitchen floor. A probable cause statement in the search warrant said that she had apparently been shot in the upper right shoulder. Charged with first-degree murder in her death was Ralph Roger White, a 48-year-old Ohio native with whom she had been sharing her home with. In a search of the residence, detectives found a spent .380 caliber cartridge case in the kitchen sink and another on a nearby countertop, along with two bullets found lodged in the countertop. Detectives removed the two .380 caliber semi-automatic pistols from the home. Both guns, a Colt Mustang and a Bursa, were taken to the SBI lab in Asheville. Also seized in the search, a 12-gauge Mossberg shotgun, an assortment of drug paraphernalia, and some partially smoked marijuana cigarettes. As I'm sure you're not surprised, this was not White's first run-in with the law. In the 1970s, he was convicted of a simple assault on a female. He also had convictions for twice driving while impaired and once for simple possession of marijuana. White, who had been free on bond since the shooting death of Mary Catherine Hammond, had his $40,000 bond revoked by a superior court judge, which he learned from the district attorney that he had been indicted by a Buncombe County grand jury on a charge of hitting his son with a ball bat on July 14th that same year. At the time, the DA did state that he may seek the death penalty in the upcoming murder trial. A report in December 1992 from the Asheville Citizen Times stated that Ralph Roger White was sentenced to 10 years in prison after he pleaded guilty to voluntary manslaughter. He also pleaded guilty to clubbing his son in a later family argument. That's it. That's all I could find. I don't know who Mary Catherine Hammond was, but what I do know is that she did not deserve what happened to her. If you knew Mary Catherine Hammond or have any additional details about her life and who she was, please, please send us an email at weareresilientpod@gmail.com. Shki. Thank you for listening to We Are Resilient. For links to information found for this episode, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at We Are Resilient Podcast. Send us an email at weareresilientpod@gmail.com or visit us at www.war-podcast.com.